God, Abba Ima, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. By the time we got to Woodstock, we were 500,000 strong, and everywhere there was a song and celebration. And I dreamed I saw the bombers flying shotgun in the sky. They were turning into butterflies above our nation. Joni Mitchell, thank you very much. Our gospel text for today is simply incredible. Mary, in this text, in Matthew and Mark, is an unknown woman, breaks into a dinner party. People were stretched out on low divans or pillows. You would lay down, recline, huh? She comes in, breaks open an alabaster jar of pure nard, incredibly expensive, pours it over his feet, weeps, massages his feet, and then dries it with her hair. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how sensual, how public, fragrance permeating the home? The guests aghast, and Jesus accepting it. That's what you tell people the next time they ask you, why are you a Christian? Because I follow that guy. The one who loves massage and being bathed in the fragrances of the earth. He's not some ascetic. Stay away from me. You people should follow what I say. The embodiment of compassion. And the disciples, Judas, that money should have been spent on the poor, complaining. What's wrong with her? And he says, leave her alone. The poor you will always have with you. Therefore, you take care of the poor. But me, you won't always have me, he says. This woman is anointing him for death and burial 6 days before Passover. There are three great saints who we recognize in the calendar this time of year during this past week to 10 days. First is Archbishop Oscar Romero. He was a bookworm academic. And that's why he became archbishop, appointed by the Pope, because they thought he would do nothing in El Salvador. And then he got converted to Christianity. And he became deeply involved because the people of his country were being slaughtered by death squads and the military who were funded by the United States. This is in the congressional record. We're paying for it. He made a public appeal to President Jimmy Carter. Stop paying! paying for the slaughter of my people. Carter didn't do anything. The death squads and the military were slaughtering so many people that when Romero was asked, "Why are you getting involved in this?" he said, "I am anointing my people for their deaths. I am losing so many people. I don't know who will be here next Sunday." And it goes on and on and on. Who will be disappeared this week? Their bodies broken. Their blood poured out. And he himself. On Fridays, he would gather with several nuns at a convent. They would provide a beautiful lunch for him, and they would sing and laugh and lift his spirits, and afterwards go to the tiny chapel there at the convent to have Mass. And he always led the Mass. And in the consecration of the elements, at the moment where the chalice is elevated, he was shot. Assassinated. His body broken. His blood poured out. They attempted to find the assassin. The trail went cold when they know he got on a plane and flew to Miami. He was anointing people for their death and burial. We remember Cesar Chavez, who was born on March 31st, who single-handedly elevated farm workers to the dignity of being human beings and proclaimed their work sacred. Why is it we despise them so much? Are we too lazy or too ignorant to grow our own food? What is this condemnation of those who keep us alive and whose bodies are broken and blood poured out in deportations and other acts of violence? Caesar, giving his life in prayer and fasting and imprisonment. The poor you will always have with you. It is your task to take care of them. And Martin Luther King, in the fire hosing and the attacks of the dogs on children, he knew they were being anointed, their bodies broken, their blood poured out. In lynchings and so many ways, and he too, assassinated, body broken, blood poured out for speaking truth. And that may be the most disturbing thing about us human beings, is we really don't want to hear. Bodies broken, blood poured out. To avoid hearing truth. Back in Back in the late 90s, I was approached by four vets who told me they wanted to have a stand down, build a tent city, and provide all kinds of services for homeless vets, mental, dental, counseling, legal, showers, haircuts, everything provided for these guys on the streets. But they had already been, in the course of 2.5 years, to 6 military bases right here in the Bay Area, some of them already shut down, who refused to host a stand down for vets. This is the Pentagon saying, no, you may not do this for vets. And they said, we realized we need the support of the religious community. Will you help us? And I said, yes. I was president of the Interfaith Council for the county at that time, which is why they came to me. They were pursuing Camp Parks in Dublin. So we wrote letters, we spoke with officials, we went to town meetings, spoke there advocating for this, and it was approved. It's a good thing. And so they gathered nearly 300 vets in buses going to Oakland and San Francisco and San Jose and brought them to Camp Parks and built this whole tent city, their own dime and effort and energy. And on that first evening, gathering together for colors at dusk as the sun is about to set, we're going to lower the flags, they invited all these guys to assemble in platoons and units. And I can't describe the refuse of humanity that I witnessed. From Vietnam and Desert Storm, and these guys just hobbling, you know, just bodies broken, minds gone, trying to assemble their, you know, with their buddies. Last time they remembered being a human being was in the military as a soldier. And I'm standing by a building close to watching this happen. There were 6 vets who didn't join in. They were along the wall. And I turned to the guy next to me, happened to be a black man. Said, you going to join in? And he used an expletive. No. And I heard the depths of hell speaking. Well, we offered the stand down every other year for the next 10 years. And for the 10th anniversary, because it had multiplied and spread to other places around the country, the Pentagon now thought, this is a good thing. And so they put in some money and sent a few folks to help out. And then they sent some generals and a few big birds. And we're going to make something of this 10th anniversary because this is a good thing. And Denver, one of the 4 original vets who invited me to participate, I had coordinated chaplains all these years, huh? He said, Steve, I'd like you to give the invocation at the opening of this event. I said, are you sure? He said, yeah. I want you to give it. Okay. So 300 people gathered, and festive occasion, right? And the generals have filled the house. And I said, oh Lord, tonight we want to remember all who are in harm's way. May they make it through the night. May they have wise commanders protect them, protect their families who long for them to come home, who pray for an end to this war. Then I prayed, now I would like to pray for our enemies and those who are in harm's way, that they make it through the night, and that they have wise commanders, so that they can return to their families who long to be reunited with them. Now, and stop the insanity of this war. You could hear the proverbial pin drop. People were screaming in silence. And then the floor fell out from underneath us, and I think we all landed at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. And finally, a woman in fatigue stands up and says, "All right, let's get to it. You know your small groups. Let's go." And people ran out. So I stepped over to the side, and Denver came up to me, and he said, "Thank you." I said, "Are you sure?" Said, "Yes. Thank you. That's why I ask you. Because you know the difference between war and warriors." That's what the woman in our gospel is asking for today. In this extravagant outpouring of love, she's asking, "Do you see who Jesus is?" She's asking the disciples and us, "Do we perceive the purpose of Jesus? He's fighting our war. But as a warrior of peace, who never retaliates, and who lives from this vast, immense, merciful love. And like a flask broken open, and oil's poured out, so his body is broken, and his blood poured out, that we might live. And live without fear of death, and live into death and beyond, with a resurrecting love." Now. He confronts the bombers and all the lies, turns us into butterflies for the nation. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.